our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Amanda.
I'm over here though.
And we're awesome.
Can you tell how over here I am?
This is more aha than normal. There's more
aha. Your name got demoted. Did you notice that?
No.
I'm so used to saying my sister's name before I say my name.
Nobody says Holly and Amanda. Everybody says Amanda and Holly.
Amanda and Holly and Adam instead of Adam and Holly and Amanda.
It's bullshit.
Are awesome.
I call shenanigans.
There's a lot of A's. Well, you can call all the shenanigans you want, sir.
So, Gully bought me a game.
He did.
He got me XCOM for the computer.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun. I've been playing that for the last 3 hours since I got home.
What do you like about it?
I like to kill monsters. Alien monsters.
Are you good at it?
No.
Is it still fun anyway?
Yes. I play it on easy because I'm bad at these sorts of things.
There's gonna be some coughing. Sorry, guys.
Nope.
There's an illness! The plague has descended upon us.
No sick allowed.
Also, I'm making dinner, so I'll
also, we are recording this on Monday night. Amanda is supposed to work on Mondays, but
But she didn't.
That didn't happen, because there is too much wind and snow, and it's was like whiteout conditions.
There's like a winter storm. A winter storm.
Don't drive in whiteout. I can deal with some blowing snow. Like, a little bit of blowing snow where maybe I can't see for, like, a second every once in a while. But when I can't see for, like, 15 seconds and I can't see the lines on the road when I'm trying to drive and that happens, like, 6 times in 15 miles, it's too much for me.
Yeah, it's just not safe. And you, I mean, you did try. You made a noble effort to go home.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's just not safe. And they say it's getting better towards Fargo. But
I have to get to that point
exactly.
First. Like,
why,
that doesn't help me when I'm in Grand Forks.
Why are you going to take that chance?
I had to put on my comfy outfit. That's
okay.
Why I wasn't talking
for
30 seconds.
You weren't comfy enough.
What an outfit. You said your comfy outfit like you've ever worn that before.
This seems like something he's definitely worn before.
He's never worn this.
I feel like he's definitely worn this before.
No, he's wearing a blue shirt and some gym shorts.
That's the problem with this. That
like
is
a
blue
thermal shirt.
Yeah, it looks like a comfy ass shirt and some comfy ass shorts.
He's just never worn the gym shorts before. He's worn like a plaid shirt. Like a plaid pants. He's got like comfy pants, but that's been a combination.
Huh? You picked up the wrong pants.
So you just decided to go with it.
He's coming back with a real established comfy suit.
He's doing that thing that the old people do where they
pull
their pants up way up above their belly.
That's just how I do things.
It's not.
I'm an old person.
Are you old?
Yeah, you're pretty old.
I'm pretty old. I don't know if you know me, but I'm pretty old.
I do know you. I'm married to you.
So, we have a snack. Are we going to have our snack before we have our dinner?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, because dinner's going to be...
So this snack was specially constructed.
It was. Painstakingly.
You have to describe it, because I don't know exactly.
This snack, I'm going to go grab... Well, you haven't popped out the squid yet, have you?
Let me pop out the squid real quick.
Okay,
we got to pop out the squid.
A while back,
if you don't
my
know
sister,
what that means, then.
Holly became very into some videos on the YouTubes of people making Japanese candy kits. So for Christmas, I got her a Japanese candy kit. And so we made a little bento box. Unfortunately, it is legitimately Japanese, and we do not speak that language.
I think we put it together right, though.
The good thing is the numbers are the same, so we knew we needed to use 2 scoops of water or whatever. But we definitely put it together right.
So here's the thing. There's a tray of a variety
of
foods.
You should take a picture and put it on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could do that. I've already carried it over here, but let me just...
a picture.
Here, I'm going to use Mew to stabilize this.
But that's Mew.
Yeah, well, you don't need it, do you?
No, but...
No, we're going to take a picture in the kitchen. Like,
she's taking a picture where it matters. So anyway, I'll describe this. It's in a little... Basically, the foil package that it came in, plastic package, you tape together into a little box. And it, contained in the box is one panda sushi dude, who is rice with some... I mean, rice. In quotes. It's not rice.
Candy rice.
It's delicious candy. Potentially delicious. And then it's got this black powdery stuff to do the design for the panda. There is also a piece of sushi thing. It's a triangle rice thing with some black on it. I don't really know what that's called. There's a yellow thing that's some egg. It's supposed to be some egg. There are two...
Tamago is the word.
Oh my god. Some words I don't know. Tamago, I guess.
It's just egg in Japanese.
All right.
Yeah,
then there is obviously. There is a skewer of meatballs that I believe are passion fruit flavored. Oh,
they,
no, that's...
No, the
meatballs
are
possibly
fruit.
Orange flavored.
Yeah, the meatballs are orange.
There is some stuff that we piped from a little bag that is some noodles that I believe are passion fruit flavored.
Oh, we have the fork. We're going to need that for the
noodles. Black stuff on the sushi stuff is, like, soury and delicious. And then there's a little squid dude. Who I think is strawberry.
This is the most complicated snack.
And one thing that looks, it could be broccoli or like a mushroom thing, we're really not sure, in
a
cup.
It's either a green mushroom
it's green.
Or really unconvincing broccoli.
It's not, well, it's got like dots in there. I think it's supposed to be a mushroom.
Where's the
Google,
picture on the
Google
box?
Google green mushroom.
Why would you Google like green mushrooms? So that's all of the pieces, the bits
green
of it.
Mushroom.
You know what, I'm going to start out eating it. And I'm gonna
hold on,
eat.
Hold on, you gotta leave enough for us. We gotta split these. They're each
woman,
one bite.
Woman, I'm aware.
We have to make them into
I am gonna eat one of these meatballs.
Okay.
Alright.
It's not meat.
No. But
no.
It's fake meat. It's that thing you hate where people try to pretend a meat.
It is a.
So,
not super pleasant texture.
It's
kind of orange.
To interject about how I hate when people say things that they aren't the things, like when they say vegetarian cheese or vegan cheesecake.
But so it's not cheesecake.
The thing that I learned, learned this from Reddit, is that the thing, it's not supposed to be that.
No,
when
it's
you
not.
Say, what, no. Well, I'm trying to explain what I learned. So when someone says it's vegan cheesecake, you know that it's not cheesecake, right? But it's supposed to be, it evokes cheesecake. As like, it's the same texture as cheesecake.
That's not good enough.
I thought everybody knew that, though. For real. Like, I'm not even trying to be mean or anything. I thought that's what...
Well, they do now. Everybody now knows that.
Well, yeah.
I thought that was like...
Your
no,
millions
I thought
listeners.
That was understood.
Everybody except for me knew that before.
Oh, all right.
I thought you guys want to... If one of you or both of you wants to split that meatball.
Oh, yeah, we gotta split this meatball.
It's not... Guys, it's not...
Okay.
It's not great.
The meatball.
I think
it's not
a
perfect
broccoli.
Texture.
It's a picture of a broccoli.
Do you think it is?
Here you go.
Or a tree.
No, do Google green mushroom. We'll find out.
You're just going to get a bunch of Mario pictures.
All right. A verdict on that.
It's
gritty and tastes...
They're all kind of gummy.
Tastes like bad orange. Actually, it tastes like the fish did on the American one.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Green mushroom.
So.
It's Mario's.
Okay.
I told you it was just going to be Mario stuff. I'm going to eat part of this triangle sushi, dude.
Okay. I'm going to eat part of the triangle sushi also.
Oh, that is not good.
That's actually better than the meatball.
Triangle? Where's the triangle? Let me taste
it. I ate the other half.
The panda will taste the same. You can have the panda face.
All right, do I need a tiny fork?
No, just pick it up with your fingers. Just don't take his ears.
That is
separate.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm not into that flavor. What is that?
I think it's marshmallowy. I don't know what else. Bubblegum, maybe?
I'm not super. Oh, bubblegum.
It might be.
It's almost certainly bubblegum.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's bubblegum.
I like it.
Now that I've identified the flavor, I don't hate it so much.
You just didn't like the unknown.
I didn't like the unknown.
All right, let's take the panda ears. There's only two of these, so Adam, I'm sorry, you're going to have to miss out. Unless you want one. Maybe give yours to him, because you had all that sour stuff.
Half of
you
one.
You can just have it.
So these taste like...
Ooh.
Yeah, these taste like
that
the black
soury,
stuff on the outside.
Black stuff on the outside is delicious. I ate the rest of it out
yeah,
of the container.
Yeah, she just ate the remaining powder.
And then I dropped it on the counter, and then I tried to eat it off the counter, and then I realized that there was some acetone on the counter, and it was not tasty.
Don't eat
was
that.
It was it good?
What?
Okay.
You didn't like that?
Oh, the acetone.
No, the acetone.
Yeah, don't eat that. It's not
here's
good.
The order I think we should eat the rest of these in. I think we should eat the mushroom, and
it's
then... Whatever it
the
is.
The broccoli.
Did you see the picture? There's a picture here of broccoli.
Right, but is there? I'm not convinced that that's broccoli.
Oh, yeah, so.
Is that what it's supposed to
no,
be?
No, dude, there's like a little cartoon of broccoli.
There's a little picture of broccoli
I
up
guess.
There.
I'm for it. Okay, I say we eat the broccoli, and then the egg, and then the squid, and then the noodles.
Okay.
All in favor? Aye. Okay, good. Aye.
It's your thing. It's your Christmas present.
All right, we're going to pull this out. Oh, that's so appetizing. That is slimy a little bit, sticky.
You guys have a bite of it?
Mm. Oh, it's not solid at all. Here, just take that part. I'll feed the rest to Adam.
Oh,
it's not staying together in any way.
Well, there's not a good texture.
Oh.
What flavor is that?
Yeah, it's green apple or melon, maybe.
But it's not...
Oh. Here's the problem is they didn't give us a big enough little area to combine all this in.
Yeah, some of the, like the mold ones, because the most of them are molded, were not big enough, to be honest.
That is not good.
We should have refrigerated these to solidify them.
I don't think it told us to.
It didn't tell us to, but I still think it would have helped.
Is there supposed to be a tiny spoon with this, too?
It's a fork.
It's
this tiny little fork.
Yeah, they've got a picture of a spoon, but there is no spoon.
Yeah, because we don't read Japanese.
We didn't get a spoon in the package.
So. I don't speak Japanese.
It would
be like that. There's elephants on the box, though.
There's elephants? What the hell do elephants have? What do you have to do
enjoying
with
the sushi.
Oh, they're enjoying it. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to eat a bite of this squid. Wait, was the squid next or the eggs?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, squid. Picking up a little bite with this tiny little fork that it includes.
I wish there was like a thing that you could like... take a picture of it, and then it would translate it.
Mm. That's an app. That's a thing.
That must be a thing, right?
I don't know.
It's not great, guys.
All right, let me take a bite of the squid.
It's not.
Who's surprised about it not
so, like,
green?
I don't need a lot of it.
It's a tiny bit better texture than the green thing. It doesn't taste any better. I think it's supposed to be strawberry.
Yeah.
Is there some left for me?
Left this whole head for me.
I took a tiny bit to taste it.
I will have the rest. Oh, it's slimy. It's that perfect
it's
sliminess
slimy.
I've come to love.
Put it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's strawberry. That smelled really good when I was making it.
Yeah, it smells delicious. Strawberry things frequently smell delicious and taste gross, like strawberry chapstick.
Honestly, I think that is still better than the mushroom was.
Oh. This is something.
It's gooey. So this is the tamago. It's yellow.
It's supposed
might
to
have to cut
lemon?
It a little bit.
Oh, don't drop it on the table.
That's why I'm saying I think we should have refrigerated these or let them sit for like half an hour or something.
Is it lemon?
Well, she got the side that had some black stuff on it. So
I don't taste the black stuff.
Better.
It's just lemon. It's very lemon.
Give it.
Mmm. That good booger texture. Mmm. Mm.
Oh, boy.
Mm. I mean, it's solidly lemon.
Love me some boogers, you guys.
Lemon boogers.
This is not as bad. Okay, so a while back we bought an Americanized version of this at Target, like of these little kits.
You can still get them.
Guys, it's really bad. It was really
bad. Yeah, we bought
gross.
A sushi one and the sushi.
Not only did we make it, we made it twice and ate it twice, despite the fact that we hated it.
I think we thought it was going to go better the second time.
It didn't.
It did not.
It did not.
I can just throw that away.
Yeah, how about you just throw
so
that away?
So the last part here is this little noodles. I already know I love this flavor. Because as I was piping it out, there was some left in the bag, and I ate it, and it's like a passion fruit flavor.
Yeah, it's actually good.
It's so good.
I don't know how the texture's going to be. I suspect it's going to be the slimy booger texture of the rest.
I couldn't care less.
Give me. It's pasty. It's pastier than the other ones. But it's passion fruit, I think, and it's really good.
Passion fruit is a good flavor. Always.
Are you passionate about passion fruit?
Yeah, dude, it's good.
So good.
Can I have a taste?
Oh. Yeah.
Texture's not great, but it tastes delicious.
The rest is yours. I'll put it all on a fork for you. Mm.
Okay.
I figured out I like passion fruit because you had this little lip balm.
I know I did. I had it in third grade. It was so good.
It tastes like guava.
Is that what you think it tastes like?
I don't think it's guava. I think it's passion fruit.
Yeah.
I think it's passion fruit.
I'm pretty sure it's passion
fruit. They all taste the same.
They kind of do, don't they?
More or less. Papaya tastes a little different to me, but guava and passion fruit are pretty similar.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess it could be guava.
I heard a story that you thought that you loved papaya so much.
Oh, goodness.
She definitely did.
It was first grade. Let me set the scene. First grade. I'm a little kid. And I love my teacher because he's super cool. And I love my student teacher because she's super cool. Mm-hmm. Someone goes to Hawaii and brings back papaya.
It was your student teacher who went to Hawaii. Yeah.
For the whole class. She brought back, like, a bunch of papaya. To be honest, I don't really know how she got that, like, on the plane.
I feel like maybe she went to the store afterwards and was like, here's the thing that you eat in Hawaii.
I don't know, though. Like, the texture and flavor of that one were different.
Than anything you've had since then?
Yeah.
With your six-year-old mind that you definitely remember for sure?
And I don't remember it being as, like, stringy as all the papaya I've had since then. But yeah, I was convinced that I loved it, and then my mom bought some for me, and I didn't eat it because it was super gross.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was not good.
I like guava.
You like guava?
I don't believe I've had guava.
With pink.
What did Jacob
have? It tastes like that new that
Jacob
stuff.
Bought star fruit. He likes star fruit a lot.
That's okay. It's kind of waxy.
It is waxy. I'm not into star fruit. The flavor is okay, but it's not good enough for me to eat.
Yeah. Remember when we got that pepita melon?
Oh, that was not good.
It was kind of like a very mild cucumber flavor.
Yeah, you know how cucumbers already just taste like water? Imagine that, but gross. More watery.
What is this? Why are you eating squid jerky again?
Delicious.
I want to know what it tastes like.
Actually,
to you.
I have a double extra secret snack as well.
Hold on. Yeah, we need to do this first. No, I'm gonna.
We're gonna try to. Okay, so
you're gonna hold your breath.
I don't wanna.
You're gonna hold your breath.
I'm so scared of
it. It's not that much.
It's gonna be awful.
It's not that much. Hold your breath.
It's like a lot.
Seriously, hold your breath so you don't smell it. Right, it's not that bad once you get in your mouth.
She's right, though.
It tastes like something familiar. It might be I was thinking about it. It might be my grandpa's fish that he makes with Italian dressing on it.
I'm almost certain that's what it is.
That's the closest I can figure out.
I'm almost positive that's exactly what it is. Because Mom used to make it sometimes, too.
Yeah,
she'd make fish and you put Italian dressing on top. That's what it is. That's 100% what it is.
There we go. See, but it's not that bad. It just smells terrible.
It's awful.
It's not great.
So I have this other special one that I bought at the gas station because it was on sale. It's called Wonka Randoms.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And they're random.
They're random
47
what?
Cents at the gas station.
They're random what?
I don't know. We're going to open it up.
Are they gummies?
Flavors, shapes? I think they're gummies. They look like gummies.
All right. Holly gets...
Oh, man. Now it's stuck in my teeth.
I get a seahorse.
Amanda gets...
All right. You have to, what do you have?
I have a sailing ship. I have to go floss my teeth.
I have... A rook.
A rook? Man, these are random.
They're just random.
All right. Let me see what my seahorse tastes like. Oh. That's super gummy.
Yeah, they're gummies.
I don't know. Maybe strawberry or cherry. I have no idea. Red colors just all taste the same.
Mine's kind of orange looking.
I had some squid left in my teeth and that wasn't good.
That's gross.
All right. Oh, God,
dude. It tastes like a gummy.
It was very gummy. Mine's...
Oh.
Holly gets.
I have a saxophone. No, I'm going to give that to my sister.
That's fine.
Holly gets.
I have a... It's either a fish or an airplane.
My sailing ship...
Oh, it's a shoe!
My sailing ship tastes delicious.
Who wins? We have to decide who wins, though.
For the saxophone? I don't think a shoe wins. What do you have?
I go a monkey.
You won!
A monkey, dude.
You're the one that's opposed to
the
thumbs.
You can wear shoes and play a saxophone.
Yeah.
A monkey. They all taste the same.
Mm-mm.
All
right. My two tasted the same, I gotta be honest.
Different. My first Probably one tasted gets. Grapey.
A lighthouse, maybe? No, like a street Amanda post gets. Thing? I got a car. There's a European... It's a European mailbox. Like to drop your mail off in the street.
Okay.
I've seen these before.
Mine's a car. And it's orange.
Yours. Yeah, that's a good question.
I've always wondered why some things have like this white... bottom part and some are just all clear all the way through translucent.
That's a choice that they make.
I don't maybe you can decipher what this is.
Let me see. Boy.
Let me see.
It's a sheep. It's a sheep face.
Is it for sure a sheep?
Yep.
Oh yeah, it's a
like
sheep.
A Wallace
like
and
a
Shaun
the sheep type sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah it is.
Yep.
Okay.
1,000%. Alright, one more round.
I want one that's not red. What are you?
Come on, I got another goddamn
my
shoe.
My last flavor I had was not good.
Our first duplicate, you guys. I got another shoe. No, I want one of those, like,
Oh, it's a shoe.
One of those colored-backed ones. I'm gonna get a yellow one.
I got a shoe.
Oh, the last one I ate was not tasty.
I have a flower!
These are fun.
These are fun.
I got a cell phone.
Oh! Don't eat cell phones.
I ate it.
It's dangerous.
I know I'm gonna eat another thing. You know what it is?
No.
A mustache.
It's a mustache!
Alright, what do I... Oh, I got two of them. I got a tree... All right. Do you want the tree or the other thing?
Ooh, I know I like trees, but maybe I like an other thing better. I'm gonna take the other thing.
It's a rubber ducky.
Ah! See, I totally like rubber duckies better.
That wins.
That was winning.
A Christmas tree, though.
Rubber duckies are
You can get a rubber ducky for Christmas, though.
These are we're definitely on clearance, by the way. 47 cents at the gas station.
Yeah, for sure.
No candy is 47 cents at the gas station. No. You get half a stick of gum for 47 cents at the gas station.
No. Like, as far as gummies go, they're not very good.
But which one's
like
the front?
That's the front.
Is the front?
You were pointed at.
Yeah. I agree with your assessment about them not being very good.
Saxophone. Red saxophone.
Guys, I'm...
Just pick one and read it.
It's mathy. They're mathy.
I can do math.
Yeah, see? I skipped the mathy ones because nobody wants...
I got a trophy! Whoever gets the question right gets this trophy.
Okay.
All right. The maker doesn't want it. The buyer doesn't use it, and the user doesn't. Yeah, it's a coffin.
Eat your trophy. No, you don't need it. Save it.
Oh, we gotta pass it around. Nobody's gonna eat this by the end. Every week we'll just have a traveling trophy. No, I'm eating it. I'm sorry.
We got a whopper.
Okay.
Coffin.
Slim Jim is a rather vain lifeguard who wears nothing but a G-string bikini while on duty.
Whoa, Jim! That cannot be within OSHA standards.
Slim's penchant for the nightlife and gambling have left him in considerable debt. One day, the boys from the Pizza Connection urged Slim to pay a few of the gambling debts he had incurred. Slim was a little short on cash, so he gave them some of his expensive jewelry to soothe their nerves. Later on, Slim telephoned the police and reported a robbery. Shadow arrived. Is Shadow a cop?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, like every time Shadow's a cop.
Shadow arrived, and Slim explained that he had put his jewelry on in the night table and went to sleep. In the morning, when he went to put it on, it was missing. Slim said that he always wore his jewelry and he would just die without it. Luckily, Slim mused, I do have insurance. You'll be lucky if you're not charged with fraud, said Shadow.
Ooh.
Why?
No tan line. No jewelry tan line. He's a lifeguard.
You are good.
Yeah, dude, I know I am.
Shadow
here, put
Slim
these
lying since he had a tan where he claimed.
Yeah, I was
wearing.
No, I get another one too. I'm looking to see if I can find another.
I found an R.
An R?
This is the letter R.
These are just their off ones.
I got a trash can.
Yeah, eat the trash can.
I did.
I got a piece of candy.
Oh my god, your candy shaped like candy. That's so meta.
I mean, there's not very many left in Maine, so I'll just
like
eat
candy.
Them. Let's draft these.
Alright. We have to choose which ones we want the best. There's a crown. A seahorse, a puppy,
and a mail can. We decided a train, a teapot, bicycle, a candy, and a trophy.
Do I get to go first?
You get
first
pick.
I want a puppy.
All right, I will take second pick. I'm gonna take this train.
Oh, that train. I want this crown. Crown. Crown.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna the seahorse.
I'm gonna take the bicycle. I'm taking means of transportation.
Taking a teepit.
I'm going to take this trophy and save it.
I'm going to take...
How long are you going to save that? For the record, Adam is putting this on top of his desktop monitor.
Oh, dear God. Oh, it's already covered in dust. I know that because
he
sat it
there. Nobody eat it.
I took the mailbox thing that we never really decided what it was.
Is that candy? Whose is the candy then?
You're the last pick.
I got candy.
Candy is the last pick.
I got candy.
Piece of candy.
How many times can you subtract the number 5 from 25?
Once. It's not 25 anymore.
Correct. That's a stupid question.
Ooh.
It's like, how many Tic Tacs can you eat if you're hungry until you're not hungry anymore? There's one. No, I don't want the box.
What?
So what do I? How many Tic Tacs? If you're starving, how many Tic Tacs can you eat until you're not starving anymore?
Why are some of these bandaged together?
I don't know.
They
haven't gotten to them
yet.
We just haven't gotten to them.
But then I'm still going to be hungry because I've only eaten one Tic Tac.
Right,
hard-hitting questions. We did hard-hitting questions with Dan last week. We need to do a hard-hitting question.
Plateau.
That's a different thing.
Tap to add either one red mana or one white mana to your mana pool.
Hard-hitting questions.
Counts
do,
as both.
Do. If you had to live your life, the rest of your life, with either a bald head or that... You know how when people, like, bleach their hair and then dye it green, but then it, like, grows out and it gets that weird, gross, green, yellow color?
Ugh.
That hair. Would it be bald or that hair?
Am I allowed to wear wigs?
No.
What?
Nope.
Can
you
I
have
wear
to
hats?
Present your hair as shown.
The only the you can only wear a wig made of seaweed.
Oh, that could be...
No. Right. It has to be a worse thing.
Do I get to decide the length of my gross green
hair? You can only wear a mop
hair?
On your head.
you can...
can decide the length of your gross green hair, minimum 2 inches.
But I can't wear a wig over my gross green hair.
Either. You can wear a head covering if it is seasonally appropriate and you are in the elements.
What if I'm just gonna move to Russia?
Yep.
In the cold part?
Nope. No. Because you wouldn't do that, would you?
And it's okay. Not always colder.
They so I'd probably go with bald head, I think.
Yeah, I think I go bald too.
You can wear a wig that's a mop.
You can wear a mop.
I can wear a mop. No, I think I'd go with bald.
But okay. I mean, honestly, mop would questions. Be better.
If you and your sister had to be in a human centipede.
He asked me this other day. He's like,
I'm the front.
I think everybody was.
I think I said I was.
Everybody wants to be the front.
But realistically, where do you think?
The front, because I'm a big bitch when I don't get my way.
That's why I chose mine to be the front.
But traditionally, historically,
what are you pointing at?
Turn down the mic a little. I was trying to just gesture for you to do it. No, it's spiking a lot.
No, it's fine now.
It's because I've been real close to it.
Yeah.
Traditionally, I have gotten my way, though, in the past. When we were kids, I always got my way because I just was willing to be a bitch for longer.
I like our new segment.
And remember when we kick you in the shin?
Yeah, I remember when we used to kick each other in the shin. We never, like, punched each other, but we would kick each other in the shin.
Hard. Like, we'd do that. Like, we dropped our heels down on each other's shin.
Maybe that's why we have, like, leg problems.
I don't know. We were fighting over couch space. We wanted more leg space.
It's important.
Life is important. Everybody knows that.
Hard-hitting
questions. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? You could prepare it almost any way you want in the case that, like... Nope, just one food for the rest of your life.
Just one in one specific way?
Well, okay, so for me, it'd be potatoes.
Yeah, I was gonna say potatoes.
You can use water to prepare it. That's it.
Mine just is water. Tacos.
That is not one food.
That is one food!
Does that count as one food? How about one ingredient?
Bread.
That's not an ingredient. That is a fully.
What are the ingredients of toast?
I don't think that's what you meant.
Tell me all the ingredients of toast, and then I'll tell you one ingredient that I want to.
Yeast and flour.
No. When you make toast, when you make toast, what do you do?
You might be asking the wrong person because I do enjoy making bread.
No, but when you make toast, how do you do it?
You win. Here's what I do when I make toast. I buy toast. Yeah. Maybe I buy toast. You don't know.
Where the fuck do you... Where do you buy toast? Please tell me where to buy toast.
You buy Melba toast.
Okay, so if I had to eat one ingredient...
You buy toast just
like one food.
I'd say one thing.
I would say apple or
one base ingredient.
Yeah. Okay. It would be potatoes. It's the
flour.
Only.
You're just gonna eat flour.
You
said I could
put it with water. Your life would not be very long. I gotta be honest.
I think Alton Brown said soybeans.
That's a good solution, actually.
Yeah, but it'd be gross.
Yeah, well, you're gonna die from malnourishment from eating anything else.
That's true.
You can eat that ingredient and a multivitamin.
I think you have to have beans and rice, though, for it to be complete.
Oh, rice. I like rice. Rice is an ingredient.
You would die also.
No, you get one multivitamin.
Oh, no, bacon. I'll just eat bacon.
Just bacon.
And then I'll just die happy.
Yeah, that's...
Would you... You'd be you know so what, tired though? Of bacon. I bet you would get tired of bacon. I know that's
why you wouldn't get tired of bacon. You would get tired of anything that you're going to eat forever. Yeah, you'd
definitely get tired of. But why would you want to get tired of a thing you already love when you could get tired of a thing that you...
Because you chose potatoes.
We're going to get tired of potatoes.
Yeah, very quickly, though. But he did it on The Martian.
Yeah, he got real tired of them. And then he made nothing tea. He ate the water and then he added nothing.
That was the best line in the whole book. Oh my god, that was such a good line. If you've ever read The Martian, read The Martian.
It's real great.
If you've seen the movie and you're like, I don't know if I could read the book, read the book. It's very science-y, but it's accessible.
My coworker had a hard time with the accessibility part.
Really?
She just couldn't get into it because there was just too much science-y stuff. She would have pushed through it more than the, like, I think 20 pages she made it, she probably could have kept going.
So I'm
going
to derail this conversation.
Go for it.
And mention that the Super Bowl happened.
Yeah, it did.
And Lady Gaga was dressed up like Blaziken.
She was.
And Beyonce slayed. Slayed.
And Bruno Mars sang Uptown Funk, which everybody could have predicted, but also, come on, don't be so predictable.
So there's always commercials. Yes. On the Super Bowl, and there was one that was like a puppy baby monkey.
Baby monkey, yeah, we watched that today.
I thought it was real dumb.
That was terrifying. Horrifying.
It was stupid.
Who decided that was a good idea?
Mountain Dew.
Oh my god, the biggest news of the week, I chopped all my hair off.
She did. She chopped her hair off. A lot of it.
Quite a bit of it. Most of it, honestly.
It's a good portion of it.
A percentage.
Yeah. I had like...
She's got like a quarter
of it. It was like past my shoulders.
She's got like a quarter of the hair she has.
Solidly past my shoulders, and now it's at the longest, like what, like 3 inches?
Oh, no, it's more than 3 inches. I'd say 4 or 5.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. It's more than 3 inches. Maybe. I promise.
So last weekend, another better thing happened. It was the Magic Pro Tour.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was better than my haircut.
But I'm sorry
to hear that you hate my haircut.
I think now they're going to end up
buying
Eldrazi things.
Yeah, it's because
I
true.
Built a deck a couple weeks ago that had, like, all these Eldrazis in it.
Because you were finally playing Modern for the like, first
yeah,
time
I'm
ever.
I'm going to build a Modern deck. I put all this all together, and then the card that I wanted to use is probably going to get banned because the Pro Tour people just made a...
They all made that deck also.
It,
so.
They made a different version of it. Right. It was more fun.
In this Oath of the Gatewatch Player's Guide...
Yep.
It tells you the 10 coolest cards.
Yeah.
I wonder if they are. Who decides that? You tell me the number 10 and I'll tell you if it's correct.
I think, is number 10 the worst or the best?
I don't know.
I don't think there's a
just best. Go
start at number 1.
Number 1, Kozilek, the Great Distortion.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Chandra Flamecaller.
She's cool.
Nissa, Voice of Zendikar.
Okay. Yeah, she's all right. It's just the Planeswalkers and the big monsters.
Yeah,
Linvala,
probably.
The Preserver.
It's just all the legendary creatures.
Yep, so it's just all the big stuff.
No.
They say it's
Reality
Smasher.
Reality Smasher.
That is here. It's number 7.
Yeah.
Mirror of Silence.
Okay, no.
Jorien Ruin Diver.
I like Jorien. I like Ailey better, though.
Needle Spires.
No.
And Reckless Bushwhacker.
Nope.
Don't know who decides.
Ailey is cooler.
Reckless Bushwhacker is sexy words.
There's a lot of
like, that's what you call, like, a guy who, like, just does it with girls all the time. You're like, he's a reckless bushwhacker.
I think if you're bushwhacked, you're, like, ambushed, right?
You know, that's a different thing than what I was saying, so.
Because, like, they jump out of a bush.
So it can't be right.
They jump out of a
We're
bush
cracking
and
a pack,
quack
y'all.
Okay, tell me the card and I'll tell you the next card.
Oh, I was going to describe the art because my sister has the art book.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Do you need a light?
Yeah, I should pop that light on.
Okay, let me pop that light on.
Describe the art.
Do you need your glasses?
No.
Okay.
You know I can see close. I know.
All right.
Sometimes the
art. You might have to give me a... Undo War Cleric. I already said the name of it.
The next card is blue or red?
It's blue.
Okay. You don't have... No, just let him tell me which one it could be, because then at least...
Oh, it's just any blue card. And blue common card.
Right, but he's
Abstruse Interference.
No.
Negate.
No.
Are you going to describe this, or are we just going to go one by one?
Yeah, describe it.
I was going to let her turn to the blue page.
I'm there.
Okay.
It is
it's not that big
a guy with too many elbows. There's some bismuth behind him. His head's floating a little like there's pieces.
Prophet of Distortion?
Nope. No, that's uncommon.
Okay, hold on.
You're looking for one of the black symbols.
Gravity Negator.
Black symbol. Like she thinks I know what that
means. No, it
wouldn't
be Gravity Negator.
In the corner, like where the set symbol is.
I don't know what that is.
I'm coming.
Cultivator Drone.
Yep, it's Cultivator
Drone. Oh, it's this thing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to be in the black ones for a little while.
No, this next card's
is
red.
Where
is
Cultivator Drone?
Or it's possibly
white.
It should be alphabetical.
No, it's Devoid. So anything that's a scary
monster. Oh, you're right.
It's here. I found it. You're right.
That was me.
Be alphabetically beforehand.
This is... I'm sorry. You said it was either red or what?
Yeah, white.
It's red.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
Is it Devoid or no?
I'm not going to say that part.
It doesn't matter.
It's going to be pretty obvious if it's not... This is a goblin carrying a rock over his head.
Reckless Bushwhacker?
Nope. He's got a big rock, and it looks like it's a huge rock.
Boulder Salvo?
And he's got, like, some runes on his arms, and maybe, like, he might not be a goblin. I'm sure he's just a goblin. He's got, like, some sort of skin scale thing on his head.
Skin scale?
Yeah. The flavor text says it's not the size of the rock, it's how badly you want to lift it.
I don't know what red is.
Oh, brute strength.
Brute strength.
Where are you? Oh.
Were you looking at lands?
We're in a weird order, actually.
Wooburg. They're alphabetical.
White, blue, black, red, green.
White, blue, black, red, green.
The void cards are before the regular.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
That's the weird thing that happened.
Yeah. Well, it was brute strength. This is, Adam, what color is this?
It's possible that it's white,
mm-hmm.
but more likely it's green or black.
It's black. This is a lady, she's got just a lot of, like, spike stuff on her. Just everything just seems kind of spiky on her.
And she's surrounded by some, I would say, blood floating through the air in like a circle around her. She's got like an aura of blood. Yeah, yeah, untamed hunger it is.
She looks cool.
She does look cool. Adam, what color is this?
Green.
This is green. Now this lady, she is standing like in a tree that's spiraling up around her. She's like in a tree and it's spiraling up around her.
Pulse of Murasa?
Yes. Pulse of Murasa.
I like that card a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, it's
Return
not...
Return target creature or land card to its own... From a graveyard to its owner's hand, you gain 6 life.
Yeah, it just...
Little flower, twirl and bloom, arise from this your rocky tomb. Little warrior, slash and brawl, be born again to free us all.
Yeah, I like flavor text. It is good flavor text.
So the next card, my guess is going to be it's either an artifact, a land, or a colorless card.
No. Nope.
What is it?
Green Devoid.
Okay.
This guy has an eyeball where his shoulder should be. He's red and has black spikes on his back. He's sticking his tongue out.
Science
he's
owner?
In some sort of jungle.
No, he's the
setting.
Oh, it's a stalking drone.
Stalking yeah. Drone.
Yeah. We his have.
Are smaller. Just
what's
way.
Next?
This picture is
smaller. What kind it of kind of breaks next? Apart here, doesn't it, for you?
Yeah, I don't know the.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What is
yeah,
it?
I'm gonna
this
guess.
Is...
I'm gonna guess it's black.
No, it is red.
It's red.
This is like a big snake guy, worm maybe.
I'm not really sure.
Hellion.
So close. Cinderhellion. So close. Cinderhellion is
yeah,
the answer.
Okay.
Cinderhellion.
It's a hellion.
This is.
Hellion.
There's like a landscape of
what color?
Dried up looking shit.
Are we going to just go with...
Wastes.
Are we going with red? Oh, it's just waste?
It's just waste.
It's just a thing. It's just waste.
This is a sphinx diving into some tentacles.
It's blue.
It is blue.
He already knows what it is.
He does, but also sphinxes are blue.
Yeah.
Sphinxes are always blue?
Yeah.
Diving into some tentacles. I see a
begins
different
with
sphinx.
A J.
It starts with the letter J.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Dwar.
Dwar.
It's not a word.
Dwar Isle Avenger.
Mm, he's avenging Dwar Isle on account of the Eldrazi's.
Oh, okay. This is colorless. This is a guy. His head's made of balls. Maybe that's his neck. His neck might be made of balls. His head might be those floating three pointy spear looking things. And he's got like 7 arms, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Warden of Geometry.
That's the guy.
He's
That is his head and or neck made of balls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really disturbing.
All right, we have moved into uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy floating or maybe standing over what look like some clotheslines. He has a blade in his hand and it's like going across his back. He's got some tattoos on him. There's a big floating island behind him.
So he's a core.
No. I don't even know where he's at. What color
is that a core? Is he
a
merfolk man?
Nope.
Want to tell him that description again?
Yeah. I think he's floating in the air. And he's floating in front of would look to you like a clothesline. What is actually like a thing keeping the ground closer to the ground, I think. He's got a blade. It's going behind his back. You're going to find him at the end of that booklet.
Oh, he's a vampire.
He is a vampire.
He's multicolored.
He's
black and white together.
He is both of those things.
It's after the regular colors.
Multicolored together?
Yep, multicolored all at the end. Significantly less multicolored cards in this set than in the past few sets.
Well, I think what Wizards is doing is making...
Cliffhaven Vampire.
They're making an uncommon... In the last few sets, they've been making an uncommon that has 2 colors, and they're doing a cycle of 10 of them, just so for drafting, people know kind of what that color pair does.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. We have, I got to be honest, he's just an Eldrazi. He's just another big looking guy with like big bone head and tentacle arms, thick, very thick red tentacle arms, and he's got like bone armor. He's also multicolored.
Flare drone. This is a tough pack.
Two multicolored
cards in a row.
Flare drone. Where's flare?
It's flare.
Black red.
Like flaying your mind.
He's devoid, multicolored.
That's what confused me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not back here.
All right, this is a volcano, and then there's a hedron in front of it. There's like some lightning in the sky.
Tears of Valakut.
Tears of Valakut.
It's a red card.
It's a red card.
It's Valakut, the molten pinnacle exploding onto a flying thing.
Our rare is... It looks like a two-headed dog climbing out of rock.
I've seen this already once.
Have you?
Yes. Where is it?
Is it colorless?
No.
I will
find
it.
Two-headed dog.
It's made out of rock. It's like...
I've seen this bitch.
It's like a cliff that turned itself into a two-headed dog instead.
Oh, it's needle spires.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know where that is.
We have a very pretty forest. It's land, which means it'll be the end.
Well, that's all you're gonna find it.
We have a forest and an angel token.
Well, angel token.
What do tokens do? You use them sometimes if another card makes tokens. If you have the tokens,
like,
it's nice.
Like Linvala, she will make if an opponent has more creatures than you and you cast Linvala, you get an angel token as well. So it's just a creature that doesn't have its own card. So you just she makes a token. So
does
the
thing.
Out. Yeah. So what else do we have? We did a snack. We did hard hitting questions.
I think we kind of stopped top three, and you know why? Because I like hard-hitting questions better.
Mm-hmm. I like hard-hitting questions. Generally, the hard-hitting questions is who would be in front of the...
Well, we only have one regular guest who has yet to answer that question, and I don't want to ask Gully.
Which question was that?
Sorry, Gully. Sorry. We love you, but I don't know why. I don't want to know where you want to be in the human centipede.
He wants to be... Everybody wants to be in the front. If
but
you
know what,
choose.
Though? That's the problem, is someday we're going to ask somebody who wants to be in the back. And that's information we're not going to want to know about them.
Well, but why do we ask questions if we don't want to know the answers?
Do you understand the issue?
There are two books sitting side by side, each consisting of exactly 100 pages. The book on the left is upside down. If you add the page number at the extreme left-hand side of the left-hand book to the page number at the extreme right-hand side of the right-hand book, what is the total?
Two?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember that one where they had to
down.
Go through the book?
Yeah.
And then we're like, fuck this question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It's like a worm eating through a book or whatever.
How many pages does he
have
to eat
through?
How many
pages does he have to eat through?
Art Khan. Seems like a dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tore one paper match out of a match folder, threw it in the air, and noticed that it landed on its side. Art continued to pick up the same match, toss it in the air, and each time the match landed on its side. Hardy Pyle, who was standing nearby, could no longer contain his curiosity, so he walked over and asked Art what he was doing. Art explained that 26 out of 26 times, the match landed on its side. Hardy looked at Art and exclaimed, "Of course it will always land, or of course it lands on its side. A regular paper match always will." Art smiled and said, "Hardy, I'll bet you $100 that if I give you this match and you throw it in the air, it will land on its edge. Would this be a good bet for Hardy to take?"
How would it land on its edge? Is there even, like, an edge for... He's gonna rig it some way. He's gonna, like, light it on fire, and of course it's gonna land on the edge.
Hardy shouldn't take the bet. When Art handed Hardy the match, he bent it. When a paper match is bent, it will always land on its edge, and when it's straight, it will always land on its side.
It's not
you
always
guys are not
land
very
on its
clear,
edge, though.
First off, about what is edge and what is side.
Yeah, you also, like, you can't withhold information.
They love doing that.
Did you hear about the rich person who had trouble filling the salt shaker because it was hard to get the salt through the little holes?
No, tell me about the rich person who had trouble filling the salt shaker because it was hard to get the salt through the little holes.
He was not very smart.
Oh. That sounds accurate.
TV scripter Steve D'Souza tells about Giordano Feinberg and a rich person coming out of the desert. A policeman in a squad car pulled over to the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed that Giordano was carrying a washtub on his back and asked him why. "Well," said the Italian, "when it gets too hot, I take a durag, dip it in the tub, wash it my face, and cool it me off."
Wow.
The cop noticed that Feinberg was carrying a safe
you
on his shoulders.
Say it like that.
That's how they wrote it.
That's a little bit racist. Against Italians.
Excuse me. The cop noticed that Feinberg was carrying a safe on his shoulders. "How come?" "Well," said the Jewish man, "if it gets too hot,
Christ.
I open the safe, give some money to the Italian fella. He wipes me off with the rag and it cools me off." Now the cop saw that the rich person was carrying the door of a 1938 Dodge. "Why?" asked the officer. "Oh," said the rich person, "if it gets too hot, I just roll down the window."
Oh my God. These aren't good. These aren't good jokes.
All right, I want to do one. Mm. No, I guess I can. I'm going to do one of these. I'm going to do one of these. All
right. Oh, one good thing about being a rich person. You'll never miss an important phone call because you're in the bathtub.
What does that mean?
It means they don't bathe.
Rich people. Oh, what's his name who peed in all the bottles?
What?
What are you talking about?
The aviator.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hearst.
Okay, my last one. First rich person. Leonardo don't you DiCaprio. Take the peel off the banana before you eat it? Second rich person. What for? I know what's inside.
Oh, goodness.
It was in a Major League Baseball game that a pitcher faced only 27 batters. Every batter he faced, he struck out. He allowed no hits and no runs. His team lost 4-0. How could this be possible?
Hold on, he faced 27?
Pitcher faced only 27 batters.
Because there was a different pitcher before him in the game?
Yeah.
He was the relief pitcher.
Yeah, he came in the second inning. Went to 10 innings.
He was a reliever.
Or something.
I did it. I know what a relief pitcher is, apparently.
They're like, this first pitcher sucks.
Let's bring in this other one.
I don't know why he wasn't the first pitcher in the first place.
I always wonder that.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up because we've been talking for 45 minutes.
Look at us.
Wrap it up.
Peas out.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the